City Queer Cast.
Gays and lesbians are all the rage.
We're here and we're queer.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
We're talking mega gay.
Ooh, I like that.
I'm Amy Matheny. This Queer Cast is brought to you in part by
Bud Light. Bud Light keeps it coming.
American Airlines, offering the GLBT community exciting vacation packages online at aa.com/rainbow.
And by Broadway in Chicago. For the hottest tickets in town, visit broadwayinchicago.com.
Life's candy and the sun's a ball of butter. Don't bring around a cloud to rain on my parade. Don't tell me not to fly, I simply got to. If someone takes a spill, it's me and not you. Who told you you're allowed to rain on my parade? At least I didn't fake it, hat, sir. I guess I didn't make it, but whether I'm the rose of sheer perfection or freckle on the nose.
And you're listening to the Windy City Queercast, show number 204. I'm Amy Matheny, joined live from Hollywood with
Alexandra Billings. You made me laugh.
I made you laugh?
You made me giggle.
I like making you giggle.
I like when you sing. I like when you sing words. I like when anybody sings words in the middle of a sentence.
Like I start singing words.
That's exactly correct. That makes me happy.
I like it. I like it. Hey, speaking of singers, it was Barbara Streisand's birthday last week. Do you light a candle or something for that?
Oh, bless her 82-year-old heart. She's a keeper. I love Barbara Streisand, but I actually don't know what her birthday is. I know when Liza's birthday is, but I don't know when Barbara's birthday is.
What's
but I'm very
Liza?
Happy for her.
What's Liza? Yeah.
Huh?
When is Liza's birthday?
March 18th.
March 18th?
Yes.
What does that make her? That makes her the same sign as you, right?
She's an Aries, yeah.
Yeah.
Scary, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, maybe Mitchell in the Mediterranean lit a candle for Babs. I bet he did.
Oh, I'm sure. Are you kidding? I'm sure he did. I have no doubt in my mind that he did.
Yeah. And Steven Rader, too.
Yeah. I'm sure that Mitchell, sometime during his cruise, went to the end of the boat with a big bouquet of roses and went, "Don't tell me not to live." Just sit. You know, I'm certain that he did that.
I hope he did. I hope he hasn't changed too much.
I hope he hasn't changed either.
How are you? How's Los Angeles?
I'm fine. It's great. Well, compared to the weather you guys are having, apparently,
yeah,
it's fantastic. I mean, today it was like, 82 degrees and sunny and gorgeous.
Yeah. No, we got teased. We had beautiful weather, and now it's chilly again. So I don't know where any of you are listening from, but it was a tease, a week of a tease. The little flowers come out, and then they say, "Not yet." And they jerk it back away. Mother Nature.
That's poopy.
Do you remember those commercials back when it was all about, it's not nice to fool? Was it fool? It's not nice to fool Mother Nature. Do you remember her?
And she was like yes. You don't even remember the career. Well, I mean, you did, but you had to think about that. Yes,
it's been so long since I've thought of it.
Yeah, I love that commercial. And she waved her arms and everything went, and all the rabbits like turned into little like Kentucky Fried Chickens and stuff, and she killed everything.
Yeah, that reminds me of the time back on like Saturday morning television was all things like Shazam and Oh Mighty Isis.
Shazam,
and...
oh. And do you remember the Bugaboos?
No.
Oh, Christ. The Bugaboos and, who was my other favorite one? Oh, Lidsville. Do you remember Lidsville?
No.
Jesus, Amy, were you a kid or what?
I wasn't a kid when you were a kid, so I don't remember
shows. I forget you were younger than I am. H.R. Puff and Stuff?
I just remember H.R. Puff and Stuff, and it kind of scared me.
H.R. Puff and Stuff. He gets going when things get rough. You believe it? I know the freaking theme song to that damn thing, Banana Split. You remember the Banana Split?
No.
Wow. I think I have to hang up.
Well, since the median age for podcasts is probably like 26, they probably don't know any of these people.
Is it right? Is it really?
I don't know. I just assume that the young people learn and listen to the older gays.
Oh, wait a minute. You just like made up a statistic to make me feel old? Is that what you just did?
No, it makes me feel old too.
Oh.
I mean, I'm just saying, you know, we're in a new technology world, and I heard now that you can go on somewhere on the web. If somebody knows this, please post a comment, but where you can watch old episodes of old television online?
Yes, darling. Good Lord. Wake up and smell the toast. Yeah, there's a place called, there's several places. You can go to Web TV, which is free television. The problem with Web TV is, like, you can't, like, you have to keep, you know, your computer screen eventually goes, you know what I mean? Unless you keep, like, touching it, you know, typing or something.
Okay.
But that's the only problem with that. But you can, yeah, you can watch old television shows. You can also go, you know what I do a lot is go to YouTube. I love me some YouTube.
Yeah.
And those people on YouTube, man, they post everything. Like, Joan Crawford is picking her nose in 1963, and here's the film. So, I mean, they have everything.
Yeah, it's incredible. I mean, I know that you're a fan of the YouTube because if people go to your blog, alexanderbillings.com, and click on your journal, they can see how much you love YouTube because you do a lot of postings. So you must be just surfing and surfing and surfing.
Yeah, I am. It's crazy.
Do you surf for things like Gidget in a blue shirt? I mean, do you have to get that specific when you're looking for this stuff?
You don't really. Like, if you just go to YouTube and you just type in, like, blonde bombshells, I mean, you'll get a lot of crap, but you have to sift through the poop. But you'll also get, you know, Marilyn Monroe. You'll get, you know, all the other famous, Brigitte Bardot, you know, all those other people. So, I mean, sometimes you can do that. Or sometimes you just, like, type in an artist. Like, sometimes I'll just go to YouTube and just type in Judy Garland.
Right.
And there's, like, pages and pages and pages of clips. So I can keep myself, you know, and here's the thing, Amy. I mean, this is really bizarre because, and I think we talked about this before, but television is turning into reality TV, and everyone's turning to the computer for their television. That's why people are making web series on YouTube.
Yeah, no, I know.
It's all with pilots.
It's crazy.
It's weird. It's really crazy.
But it's really cool because it gives access to everybody. I wish some lesbians would make a new good series since we have to suffer through the L word all the time.
Yeah, well, that's a really good idea.
Maybe we should do that.
Put together a lesbian web series?
Yeah, why not? I know there have been some, but, I mean, we could make one that would really catch fire, I think.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. Why don't we ponder that? Why don't we ponder that? We're going to come back. You mentioned Joan Crawford. I have some special tips that include Joan Crawford, so we're going to talk about that. And Alex is here on the whole show with us. Coming up, we're going to tell you what's going on in the theater scene. Plus, we're launching a new segment here on this show. It's Night at the Movies Minute. Richard Knight Jr. is going to be on with us at least every other show, giving us just a one-minute review of a film he thinks you should or should not go and see. And then I'll be back with a few tips for this week with Alexandra Billings.
Pretty women, fascinating, sipping coffee.
Sweeney Todd kills London's unsuspecting upper crust. Mrs. Lovett bakes them in a pie crust. Together, they'll stop at nothing for revenge or for love. See this diabolical duo as never before in this hair-raising, fiendishly delightful new production of Stephen Sondheim's Sweeney Todd, an event the Wall Street Journal says theatergoers will be talking about for years to come.
Attend the tale of Sweeney Todd.
Judy Kaye and David Hess star in the Tony Award-winning Sweeney Todd, the show Rolling Stone calls the greatest musical of the 20th century.
What happened then? Well, that's the play, and he wouldn't want us to give it away.
Stephen Sondheim's Sweeney Todd. Justice will be served.
Coming April 23rd through May 4th to the Cadillac Palace Theater. Call 312-902-1400 or visit BroadwayInChicago.com.
Culture Club. Culture Club. Culture Club.
The
theater,
music,
dance,
art,
performance,
provocative,
hilarious,
exciting,
weird,
innovative,
campy,
edgy,
original.
Get some culture in your life.
Join the club.
For the week of April 29th, 2008, you are in Chicago's Culture Club.
Newt Rockne All-American is a vibrant and inspiring world premiere musical celebrating the life of the man who created American college football. Playing now through May 11th. Tickets are going fast. Call now 219-836-3255 or visit theateratthecenter.com for this world premiere musical, Newt Rockne All-American. Only at Theater at the Center. Professional theater close to home.
American Theater Company presents Speech and Debate, the story of three high school misfits who team up to expose their teachers' online secrets by forming their school's first speech and debate club. This timely comedy is Ugly Betty meets Election, exploring queer life in high school and hypocrisy in public life. Playing now through May 18th. For tickets, visit atcweb.org.
Laughter is truly the best medicine when Julian moves in with his ex-wife and her new husband to recuperate from an illness in the world premiere of Better Late. This new comedy from the writer of MASH and creator of ABC's Dirty Sexy Money plays at North Light Theater through May 18th with an all-star cast including John Mahoney and Mike Nussbaum. To purchase tickets for Better Late, visit northlight.org.
Looking Glass Theater Company presents Around the World in 80 Days. This world premiere adventure follows Phileas Fogg as he races around the globe to save his fortune. Looking Glass Theater is in the historic Water Tower Waterworks on Michigan Avenue. For tickets to Around the World in 80 Days, visit lookingglasstheater.org or call 312-337-0665.
Hell in a Handbag Productions proudly presents the Chicago premiere of the camptacular Die, Mommy, Die, a tale of glamour, murder, and the importance of family by Charles Bush. Playing now at the Bailiwick Theater, 1229 West Belmont. Remember, 4 out of 5 drag queens prefer Hell in a Handbag for all their camp needs. So call the Bailiwick at 773-883-1090 for tickets, or go to handbagproductions.org for more.
And for more Culture Club, visit WindyCityTimes.com.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Edible Underwear Maker.
Mr. Edible Underwear Maker.
Your true genius combined two of man's favorite things, panties and food.
I can taste it now.
They're a snack. They're underwear. They're a snack and underwear. Brilliant.
Two treats in one.
Gorgeous grape. Rock my world raspberry. Bodacious banana.
26 flavors.
And nothing says I want you like a man with a mouthful of underpants.
I want you, baby.
So crack open an ice cold Bud Light, Mr. Edible Underwear Maker. Because thanks to you, when it comes to panties, extra large means extra yummy.
Yummy.
St. Louis, Missouri.
I'm Richard Knight Jr. with another Night at the Movies Minute. SNL alum Tina Fey and Amy Poehler, her former Weekend Update co-anchor from the show, co-star in Baby Mama, a broad, easygoing comedy about surrogate motherhood. Fey, star of TV's 30 Rock, in her bid for movie stardom, plays Kate Holbrook, a 37-year-old career exec who wants a baby yet considers marriage a high-risk scenario, and is told by a doctor that he doesn't like her uterus. Enter Sigourney Weaver as a highfalutin baby broker of sorts who connects finicky Faye with white trash Amy Poehler, whose womb is raring to go in the baby conceiving department. The film is a combination of Baby Boom, a female variation on The Odd Couple, and with the inclusion of Greg Kinnear as Faye's romantic suitor but ideological opponent, You've Got Mail. Steve Martin relishes his role as the overbearing CEO of the health food company Faye toils for. Poehler has no trouble getting laughs as usual, and with her glasses, real woman curves, innate wit and intelligence, Faye is a desperately needed addition to the movies, a Diane Keaton for the YouTube generation. Baby Mama, which was written not by Faye but by its director Michael McCullers, is awfully familiar, yet the movie, Forgive Me, delivers its laughs without audiences having to go into labor to get them. I'm Richard Knight Jr., and that's your Night at the Movies Minute.
Hi, this is Patrick Bristow, and you are listening to the Windy City Queercast. What do you think of that?
And we're back to the Queercast. Alex, do you have things that you would suggest people do in the next week or two?
You mean here in California? Or
yeah.
To me? You know, Amy, I'm the wrong person to ask for that kind of information. Because, you know, what do I ever do? I don't do anything, ever.
You stalk Britney Spears.
I do that, but that's about the only thing that I do. Oh, did you know that Star Jones is divorcing Al Reynolds?
It's in our news this week, yes.
That's fantastic. That makes me really happy.
Does it?
Oh, yeah. She's an awful woman.
Have you met her?
Not that she just, I haven't met her, so I don't mean to speak from experience, and I certainly don't wish her anything bad. I mean, I don't want anything bad to happen to the woman, but, I mean, let's face facts. When she threw that wedding, for the love of Christ, the only thing she was really interested in was, you know, how great her dress looked and how big her cake was.
Yeah.
She paid no attention to the guests, and then she rode off in a carriage driven by white horses.
Yeah.
Come on.
It was very imitation of life, don't you think?
Yes.
None of the young people will get that film reference, but if you don't, you should Google it or YouTube it. One of the best movies of all time. Best melodramas of all time.
Get the one with Juanita Moore and Lana Turner, because that's the best.
Yeah.
Oh,
gosh. Well, yeah. Listen to our news story. I think it's in this show or it's in the next show, but... yeah, that's in the news this week that she's getting a big D-I-V-O-R-C-E, as Tammy Wynette says.
Fall down on me. Oh, may I have my note?
May I have your note?
I have nothing to tell you. I don't know what to do. I mean, my biggest thrill tomorrow is going to be the fact that Chris Ann and I are going to Hollywood to help a friend of ours move. That's all we do.
You're so kind. Yeah. You and Chris.
Well, I don't know about that. Well, they're offering free bread, so, you know, who's going to turn that down? We did go to a fantastic restaurant tonight, though, called Cravings, which is on the Sunset Strip, which is fantastic. Can I tell you a very short story really fast?
Please.
All right, so we were sitting there, and we were having dinner, and I turned to Chris Ann, and I said, okay, you know, I've been looking at myself in the mirror, and I'm getting older. I'm not saying I'm 110, but I'm getting older, and I'm getting some lines, and I'm just like, I think I'm going to have some work done around my eyes. And Christiane was, you know, trying to sort of be as kind as she could, and she was like, oh, wow, I think that's what you want, that you should do. And so we're talking about it, and the instant we start talking about it, two women and two men, two couples, sit down at a table directly in front of us, and these two women were pulled so freaking tight, Amy, they could barely speak, and I'm not kidding you, because they sat right next to us, and the waiter came up, and one of the women, who probably was in her 60s, I would assume, with everything, you know, the whole pulled, the forehead, the nose, the lips, everything. This is literally what she did to the waiter, who, by the way, didn't speak great English either, because it was an Italian restaurant. So it was the funniest thing, because the woman went, I said, I got that razor, and the waiter went, I got them written down. And he went, it was the funniest damn thing I had ever seen. Neither of them could understand each other.
Oh, my God.
It was really funny. So I turned to Christina and I said, okay, I've just changed my mind.
Yeah. That's the universe saying, not right now, Alex. Not right now.
That's exactly what that, yep. Yep.
You know what's so funny is I really feel like, and I did this story last week when we were in Vegas, but that they've got the new book that the plastic surgeon has put out for kids whose moms are having plastic surgery. Yeah. My beautiful mommy or my pretty mommy or something. Yeah. It's crazy and sick and wrong. And I have to get one so I can just read it and maybe flash up images. I'd like to video myself reading this on the podcast. I think that would be funny. But I believe we're moving to a time. Do you remember that scene out of the movie Brazil? That Terry Gilliam film?
Where he's pulling her face.
Where he's pulling her face. It's the woman from Who's the Boss. I can't remember her name. The mom, Mona. What was her
Catherine
name?
Catherine Hellman.
Catherine Hellman, of course.
You believe I know that? Isn't that sad and pathetic of me?
Genius. It's why you are getting paid the big bucks for being on our show.
That's right.
Huge long pause. All right, but...
because that was an uncomfortable pause. Do you know why I know that her name is Catherine Hellman? First of all, she's a great actress. And
she was on soap, too, right?
Yeah, she was on soap. She's a brilliant actress.
Yeah.
And she just did a reading with our mutual friend, Shannon Cochran.
Oh.
That's right. That's how I remembered that name. I was like, oh, my God, Catherine Hellman.
Yeah, they could play, like, related. I mean, she'd be like her mother, grandmother, something.
I was going to say, I hope Shannon doesn't listen to this or she's going to bean you right between the eyes.
No, I thought she was really, well, I just mean the red hair and the fair skin. And I mean, they couldn't be sisters. I'm just saying. She's a pretty woman back then. She was a pretty woman.
I know that. Don't get angry, Amy.
Okay. Anyhow, I just imagine, and for those of you who have not seen Brazil, crazy movie, and I haven't seen it in years, but they're taking like those prongs and stretching her face back, and she's got all this metal in her head. And I just, you know, because I get a bit of a guilty pleasure out of watching Nip Tuck and watching the actual surgeries that they make people withstand. Kelly just covers her eyes, but I like to watch it. Hey, speaking of women pulled really tight, well, actually, I don't know that she was really pulled really tight. She just used a lot of the arcane practices they had at that time. You mentioned before, Joan Crawford.
Yummy.
I have a little tip for folks.
Did you say tip or tit?
I said titty. No, I have a tip. With a P.
Go ahead.
I have a little tip for people. It's something queer to do for Mom's Day, which is coming up on Sunday, May 11th. If you would like, you can take your mother to see Mommy Dearest in Chicago at the Music Box on Mother's Day. Now, how queer would your mother have to be to want to join you and going to see Mommy Dearest? I think that's fabulous.
That's the thing I've ever heard, Amy.
Isn't it fabulous?
No, it's fantastic. And about 150 years ago when it came around, I think it was the first time it was being shown around the country, and it was at the Music Box, and some friends of mine went, and outside they were selling Joan Crawford masks on a stick. I still have that, by the way.
Do you really?
And I'm telling you, if you go see this movie, if anyone in Chicago goes to see this movie, you better make sure that you've already seen it, because we said every line with her. So just know that it's a whole Rocky Horror thing, because the people that go to see this movie are not fucking around.
Yeah,
so you have to know that.
Well, it's going to be great, because Dick O'Day, a.k.a. Richard Knight Jr. on our show, is going to be hosting. They're going to have brunch right next door at this place called Violet. So you can come to brunch at 1 with your mom. The doors open at the Music Box at 2:30. The Jones, which is David Serta's band, which is a band that believes that Joan Crawford, if she came to life as a rock band, that's what that band is, the Jones.
They're fantastic.
Fantastic. And it's all happening. So you can check out the Music Box Theater in Chicago's website, and there are details, because it's you either take your mom if she gets it and she'd think it was freaking hilarious, or you take your mother to say, here is a reflection of my childhood and why you fucked me up, Mom. Either way, I think it would be quite effective and fun.
Well, either way, someone wins.
Either way, someone wins.
That's right.
And that's what we're all about. Do you have a favorite Joan Crawford movie?
Well, I have several. But one of my favorites is Sudden Fear. I think she's terrific in that.
Yeah.
She has a wonderful moment in the movie where it's with Jack Palance and Gloria Graham. Gloria Graham and her. And she has a wonderful moment where she's discovered that her husband is having an affair with Gloria Graham, and she's in this room in the library alone, and I just channeled her for a second for one word, and it's literally a scene where she says nothing. Her whole body is sort of involved in this scene, and as this recording, because a tape recorder was on at the time that her husband was confessing, I want to kill my wife, meaning Joan Crawford, and I'm having this affair. So while all this information is being played back on this tape recorder, she's listening to it. And so for about 3 to 5 minutes, she's going through all of these emotions with absolutely no dialogue whatsoever. It's beautiful acting. People forget that, because Mommy Dearest just sort of put a big black cloud over Joan Crawford's career. There's that one, and there's also a great film called A Woman's Face, which is terrific. She plays this woman who has been, and I might be wrong about this, it's been a while since I saw the movie, but she's scarred on one side of her face. And so for her to do this, it was really kind of monumental, because, you know, her face was incredible. And So she spends most of the movie acting with one side of her face. You know, Crawford had great skill, and we forget that. She was quite a skilled actor. And I'm telling you this, and I love Mommy Dearest, please don't get me wrong, but this movie has put such a wedge between her skills as an actress and her, you know, skills as a mother. So it's kind of a shame. I mean, it's fantastic and I love it, but it's kind of a shame that people don't sort of remember what a great, wonderful, wonderful actress she could be.
Yeah.
That was my joke about the diatribe. Did you like it?
And I did like it. And she has her lovely Christina to blame for that. So, right?
Bring me the axe.
Do you know what, though? I really love Mildred Pierce.
Mildred Pierce is a wonderful movie. I love it, too.
I love that movie. You know, when you were mentioning about the woman with one side of a face, I was thinking it sounds like Mel Gibson really just wanted to be Joan Crawford for a day in that movie that he made, right? Where he had one half of his face was Phantom of the Opera. What was that movie? I don't know. It's Mel Gibson.
You're out of your freaking tits. Did you see the South Park where they made fun of him?
No.
Oh, my God, Amy. It's the funniest thing you've ever seen in your life. They go to see Kyle and Kenny go to see The Passion of the Christ, or The Christ's Passion, or whatever the hell that movie was called. And they hate it. So they demand their money back. And the guy at the theater says, well, you can't have it. You have to go talk to Mel Gibson. So they go to his house to demand their $14 back. And Mel Gibson is literally in his underwear playing a banjo with, like, a big furry hat on.
Is he drunk?
He's nuts. He's bouncing off the walls. He's pinching his nipples. It's fantastic. It's the best thing I've ever seen.
Hey, we're going to come back with some more tips of things coming up in the upcoming weeks. But I want you to do me a favor, Alex. I want you to take a picture of yourself with your Joan Crawford face on a stick mask and send it to me.
All right, I'm going to.
I think I should post that in the show notes.
I'm going to do it.
I know you're going to do it because you got to do it.
Consider it done.
It's considered done. All right, we'll be back.
Broadway's Tony-winning smash hit musical Avenue Q is for you.
If you've ever put out the garbage.
If you've ever put out.
If you're in the closet.
If your friend's in the closet.
If your coat's in the closet.
If you're in college.
If you wish you were back in college.
If you're a Democrat.
A Republican.
A Scientologist.
A gynecologist.
If you're a potty mouth.
If you're a potty animal.
If you want a Tony Award-winning Broadway musical with something for everyone.
Avenue Q is for you.
May 27th through June 7th at the Cadillac Palace Theater. Visit BroadwayInChicago.com.
I'm Kirk Williamson.
I'm Amy Matheny.
And this is The Week in News. The Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation, or GLAAD, will not participate in the Pride Rocks event this summer at the Manchester Grand Hyatt San Diego. The hotel's owner, Doug Manchester, supports an anti-gay California marriage amendment. Manchester has given roughly $125,000 to a drive to ban same-sex marriage in the state. While not boycotting other Grand Hyatt locations, GLAAD has encouraged GLBT people to withdraw their support of that particular venue's event.
A record number of over 7,400 middle and high schools observed the annual Day of Silence event April 25th. The Day of Silence was created by University of Virginia students in 96 in hopes of shedding light on anti-gay harassment and violence. This year's observance was held in memory of Lawrence King, age 15, who was murdered by a fellow classmate in February.
And during the National Day of Silence, the gay California teen murdered by a fellow classmate found an unlikely ally. Talk show host Larry King spoke out against intolerance of LGBT students on his show and vowed to participate in the annual Day of Silence event. Host Larry King is a previous GLAAD Media Award winner for his fair and accurate coverage on GLBT issues.
A Singapore television station was fined $11,000 for depicting a gay family. MediaCorp TV Channel 5 was fined for airing a home decor show called Find and Design that depicted scenes featuring a gay couple and their infant, quote, in a way which normalizes their gay lifestyle and unconventional family setup, end quote. This isn't a first for Singapore. Recently, a cable network was fined for airing a commercial featuring two lesbians kissing.
A new study reveals that most young gay and lesbian people want to raise children and be in long-term relationships when they are adults. Over 90% of young lesbians and 80% of gay males want to be in a monogamous relationship after they turn 30. In addition, they want to raise kids. Two-thirds of young lesbians and over half of young gay men said that children will be a part of their future.
Transformers star Megan Fox was named the sexiest woman in the world by FHM magazine. Fox beat out last year's winner, Jessica Alba, who placed third after Jessica Biel. Also appearing in the top five, Alicia Cuthbert of 24 and Scarlett Johansson. She's foxy, I guess, Megan Fox. I'm
stumped. Former The View host Star Jones is splitting from husband Al Reynolds. Who saw that coming? After 3 years of marriage, the two have quietly filed for divorce. Since the marriage, rumors have circulated that Reynolds is gay, but Jones has always denied the speculation. Her former hubby's name has appeared in the gossip pages and stories revealing supposed former male lovers and alleged past trips to Fire Island.
Sounds pretty gay.
To me. And that's the Weekend News, brought to you by Windy City Times.
Something to say? Call us today. 312-21-BE-GAY.
Hi, this is Valerie Smaldone, and I'm backstage at the Royal George Theater watching the multi-talented Mark Nadler and his new show, Russian on the Side, a zany 90-minute song and dance journey. It's a laugh-out-loud night at the theater. Don't miss the performer Rex Reed calls a combination of Danny Kaye and all the Marx Brothers put together, Russian on the Side, the pre-Broadway engagement, April 22nd through June 15th only at the Royal George Theater. Tickets available at all Ticketmaster outlets, online at Ticketmaster.com, or by phone at 312-902-1500. Call now!
All right, I've got another tip. This might be a shameless plug, but you are coming to Chicago.
Oh, we're going to talk about me? Oh, how exciting. I'll wake up now.
Wake up. Hello. Yeah. Hello.
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 It's great. We can't even see each other and we're in sync.
I know.
If we could figure out the frickin' webcam, we'd be genius.
Oh, no, you don't want to see me right now.
No.
Really? Oh, no, no. Mm-mm. No. There's none of that.
Okay.
I'm really afraid of this day when, like, phones are going to be obsolete. Now it's going to be all, everything is going to be at the computer, and then they're going to have that little camera thing, and every time your phone rings, the camera goes on, and somebody's actually going to see you.
Yeah.
That terrifies me.
People are going to see me pee a lot. I talk on the phone on the toilet a lot.
Do you?
I do.
I when I get up in the morning, I look like Mrs. Roper. So it just scares me.
Well, I don't really care how I look, but I talk on the phone naked a lot, and I talk on the iPhone in the bathroom a lot. I like it.
Yeah, but you're a hot chick. I mean, you've got it happening. No, that's true.
Well,
you've got it kind of going on with the hair and the boobs and the body and all that stuff. I don't have any of that.
No, wait a minute. You have better boobs than me, and I know I've seen it.
Well, I have a nice rack, but that's about it. I mean, that would be good. Like, when somebody calls, I could just take off my top and stand up, and they could talk to my kids.
We do that anyhow. We don't need webcam for you to do that.
It's true. In fact, you're talking to my tits right now.
I am. It's how I like it. So you're coming to town to Club 3160 again.
Yes.
With Miss Honey West.
Miss Honey West.
Honey West. Sister
right.
to Diane West.
That's right. Correct.
And you're coming May 18th. So see, one Sunday you go see Mommy Dearest at the Music Box on the 11th. And then 1 week from them, come and see Alex and Honey at 3160.
And I'll do the entire movie for you live.
I would love that. How was your last foray when you all were there? Because you hadn't performed together in a while.
It's weird because, I mean, it's not weird, it's great. But it's weird only because, you know, we used to sing every weekend. And when you stop singing for a long period of time, when you do it again, it's A, terrifying, and B, I don't feel like I do it very well anymore. I mean, it's a skill you sort of have to, like, keep up. And then when you stop doing it, every time I get up to a microphone, I'm like, hi, you know, I feel like I'm calling the hogs to dinner.
Well, now here's what
I... That's probably not a good thing to say now. Nobody's going to come see the show.
No, you'll be packed because those suburban women have heard of you all and they come in anyhow. It's just those of us who know better who stay really far away.
Who played the same old song since 1974?
Yeah, we can do your gestures with you. It's kind of like watching Mommy Dearest or Rocky Horror. It's become like that.
Oh, I love that.
It's not. You know what's great about you all? And I'm going to be doing an interview next week with Mark Nadler, who's in town with this new show heading to Broadway called Russian on the Side. And, you know, he's one of these entertainers that's truly like a showman. I mean, it's a dying art. I mean, nobody does it anymore, who can kind of sing and be funny and witty with an audience and off script. And he, of course, plays piano and tap dances and does other things, but you and Honey have your own tricks up your sleeve. So it, you know, that's what's so great, is that it's never the same. You never know what's going to happen. And it all depends on how you two feel and who's in the room.
Wow. That's even, now I'm even more scared than I thought.
Oh, stop it.
No, it's frightening. It's scary because, you know, the thing that Honey and I joke about constantly is the fact that we really don't have an act. You know, a lot of people have an actual act. I mean, they have, you know, Daryl Nitz has an act. You know, he's got stuff that he, I mean, he's a brilliant improviser, but he has an act. He's got stuff. And, like, I never feel like we really do, really.
Well, I think you all have an act. So I hope people will come out, because I will be there, and people who want to meet me or meet you, they could meet us both in one night. It would just be very simple for them. So we'll be at Club 3160 on May 18th. It's a Sunday night, very late. So take a nap, take one of those disco naps, and come out and hang out with us.
You just said disco nap.
I did.
Wow.
That makes me old, right? They don't say that. Well, the kids don't say that anymore.
You have to stop saying the kids, because then all these people that are 26 are going to hang up and not listen to your show because they don't feel like kids.
All right. Well, then I have a cool hip thing to talk about. My
you just
favorite.
Said hip.
What?
Nothing.
Okay. My favorite guilty pleasure these days is the television show Ugly Betty. Are you watching Ugly Betty?
I don't watch it. I should. I'm a bad person.
No, you're not a bad person. You're just missing out, and you'll watch it on YouTube or download it at abc.com or something. But I am telling you, first of all, it's the gayest show in the world. They get away with murder. And what I love about this show is I love Vanessa Williams' assistant, the character Mark, who is this amazing actor. And he is so funny. And he and the receptionist are truly now, to me, the new Karen and Jack from Will and Grace.
Oh.
They're just really funny. And they're a lot younger than Sean Hayes and Megan Mullally. And I love that they're kind of young, and it feels risky what they do, but also extremely smart and sophisticated. But this Mark character is just hysterical. And this Wednesday, my tip, my last tip, I have nothing else to offer, is that Christian Siriano from Project Runway, Fierce, will be on Ugly Betty this Wednesday night. So if you don't watch it, set your TiVos. I think it's going to be really super funny. I think he's destined to have his own TV show, but I'll take him on the gayest show on television for an episode and see how it goes.
Right. Yeah.
Do you have a guilty pleasure TV show? Like that's current, that's not, you're not watching in reruns? I know it. I Love Lucy is your mainstay.
Yes, but that's not it. See, I don't believe in guilty pleasures. Everything I watch, I feel no guilt about. So I actually don't have a guilty pleasure. I watch what I watch because I enjoy it and it makes me laugh.
So what do you love? What is your hottest TV thing right now?
Well, you mean that's on now, or do you mean like reruns?
No, I mean what's on now.
What's on now? See if I can think of something. Boston Legal probably is my favorite show.
Oh, really?
I love that show.
So you're not into the reality shows?
I'm not, unless it's a celeb reality. I love celeb reality. I mean, American Idol, come on. I mean, you know.
Who's going to win, do you think? Do you think David Cook's going to win now?
Well, I think it's between him and David Archuleta.
Or the Davids.
However the hell you say his name.
The Davids.
I think it's a battle of the Davids, and I think, and it's great because they're both fantastic. So yeah. I'm very happy.
Yeah.
I'll tell you one thing, though, and I'm really upset about this. Jason, what's his name with the dreadlocks?
The lesbian, Jason Castro.
All right. Let me say this. I love that kid. I love his talent. Who thought it was a good idea. First of all, don't ever put Andrew Lloyd Webber on television.
No.
That should never happen.
Speaking of having your eyes done, that man has enough money to have his eyes done and has for a decade now.
That was a travesty for anyone watching television. So that was the first mistake. The second mistake, now I love his music. I happen to think he's a terrific composer. I've never been crazy about the song Memory. However, when it's sung right, I can listen to it. I mean, I'm good with it. I'm fine with a big Broadway show tune.
If you see Betty Buckley sing it, that's the only way you'll ever want to see it sung.
Well, you need to see Elaine Page sing it, because quite frankly, you know, Elaine Page originated that role.
I know.
And there's something about that song that sits in her that's really kind of ginormous.
Okay.
But my point is that here's this little kid, you know, this kid, who picks one of the most well-known songs this guy's ever written. I mean, that is literally supposed to be, here's a woman at the end, or a person, at the end of their rope.
Or a cat.
And or a cat, at the end of their, this guy, Jason, sang it like, it looked like someone had hit him in the head with a gigantic Looney Tunes hammer. And he just sat there, expelling all the steam out of his ears and his patootie. He whispered the whole thing. And I'm telling you, this song is so well known that, like, straight guys were going, well, where the hell is the big crescendo? I mean, everybody knows this song. So it was crazy for him to pick it.
Aww.
It made me really mad, because I really like that kid. I think he's got a lot of talent. And I'm like, that was dumb.
Why didn't somebody suggest to him a great song from, like, Jesus Christ Superstar, or Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat? Or, I mean, there were so many songs he and even Brooke could have done and didn't pick.
Exactly. And let me, someone answer this for me. Who the hell does Paula Abdul think she is telling another performer not to stop and start over? She's never stopped and started over in her life. How would she even know what that feels like? What have they done? Stop the CD she's been lip-syncing to and started it over? She doesn't know what the hell that means.
Yeah.
She can't be giving people notes like that. Ugh.
Well, I know how you feel about Miss Paula Abdul, so we don't have that much time today, so we're not going to go there. I feel like we've spanned the divas today, from Babs to Judy to Joan to Alex and Honey.
We didn't talk about Judy. We talked about Liza. Amy, for the love
of God. We did talk about Judy, because you said that you YouTube Judy Garland, and then all this stuff comes up.
Okay, don't get angry. Why are you so angry?
I'm not angry.
All right.
I just want you to be here. Maybe I need to play. Maybe I need to play a little Lita Adams and do a little "Get Here" if you can. That's what
I'm
feeling.
Good idea.
So you'll be with us again on the next show. We're going to talk about the youth. I'm talking about the kids, and we're going to talk about the kids next show.
Yay!
Let's do that.
Yay!
Everybody, have a good day.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to another Windy City Queercast. This program is brought to you in part by Bud Light. Bud Light keeps it coming. Broadway in Chicago. For the hottest tickets in town, visit BroadwayInChicago.com. And American Airlines, offering exciting GLBT vacations online at AA.com/rainbow. Special thanks to our Queercast family, Kirk Williamson, newscaster, Amy Wooten, news editor, and Di Sturkey, production editor. I'm Amy Matheny, your host. Please comment on our shows at WindyCityQueercast.com and iTunes. The next Queercast is only days away, so don't miss it. Subscribe today. Windy City Queercast, queer and now.
Slide down slow into these arms of mine. You can jump on a speedy colt, cross the border in a blaze of roar.